Mary. Mary was a young Jewish girl who lived in Nazareth. She was engaged to Joseph, the carpenter. Both Mary and Joseph were descended from David, the king of Israel. This means, of course, that David was an ancestor of both Mary and Joseph. Mary's parents were Anne and Joachim. They brought Mary up to be good and obedient. Mary showed how obedient she was when she agreed to do what God wanted. She was chosen by God to be the mother of his son. One day, the angel Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus." Mary wondered how this could be, as she was a virgin. The angel Gabriel told her that she would become pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Soon after, Jesus was born. Mary and Joseph presented him in the temple. A devout man called Simeon was in the temple and took Jesus into his arms and praised God. Simeon prophesied that Mary would suffer much grief because of what would happen to Jesus. The words of this prophecy were fulfilled as Mary watched her son dying on the cross. Jesus' first miracle, when he changed water into wine at the wedding in Cana, was performed at the instigation of Mary. Mary's words to the servants at the wedding, "Do whatever Jesus tells you," are words of advice to all of us. At the end of her life, Mary was taken into heaven, body and soul. This is called the Assumption. This means Mary shared in her son's resurrection by not having to wait until the final resurrection of the dead for her body and soul to be joined, as we must do.